Hi there, and welcome to this computerweekly.com podcast on file sync and share. I'm Anthony Adshead. I'm storage editor with Computer Weekly. With me, I have Jimmy Tan, who is CEO of Pia Software. Hi there, Jimmy.
Hi, Anthony. Thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure. The first question today, Jimmy, is what is real-time file sync? How does it work? How do customers deploy it? Over to you.
Oh, thank you. Real-time file synchronization, you can describe it as a process that ensures that files or data from multiple devices or systems are always kept up to date and consistent with each other. When changes are made on one file system or device, the same changes are then quickly and automatically replicated to all the other connected devices. And thus, it ensures that most current versions of a file is available across all devices in real time. Now, you can break down the real-time file synchronization into generally a three-step process. First, monitoring changes. Second, the transmission of those changes. And then third, the commitment of those changes. When it comes to monitoring of the changes, that first step, generally there's a software or a service responsible for file synchronization that continuously monitors designated folders or directories on a connected device. This monitoring is best served through some sort of real-time file system event tracking. A lot of devices these days have some sort of API file event log systems where you can grab that information and use that as the event tracker. And then when a change is detected on a system, such as a file addition, modification, deletion, or rename, the synchronization software then notes that change and prepares it to propagate or transmit to other devices, which moves on to step two, the transmission of those changes. The synchronization software then can transmit those changes directly from one device to another in a peer-to-peer architecture, or it can send the changes to a central server first, whether that's on-premise or in the cloud, where the changes are first logged and recorded and coordinated before further dissemination to target systems. And this second methodology uses a central server and it creates a sort of a mediator between all the connected devices and follows more of a hub and spoke topology versus a peer-to-peer architecture. And now finally, the third part is the easiest. It's the commitment of those changes. And as each device receives the file events, the file changes are made to the respective files on each local storage and then ensures that that isn't in sync with everything else. In addition, real-time file synchronization can be categorized as either one-way or bidirectional. In one-way scenarios, there's typically a single master source system that collects file events, file event changes, and all other devices are merely just recipients of the file changes made at the master site. In contrast, bidirectional synchronization would typically connotate a multi-master or active-active scenario, where changes can be made on any system. And in these multi-master environments, file version conflicts can occur when different devices make changes to the same file simultaneously. To resolve this, modern synchronization software generally will include some sort of file version conflict prevention capabilities like file locking or a conflict resolution mechanism, such as prioritizing the newest version of a file or prompting the user to correct the version.
Thanks, Jimmy. The second question I've got for you is, I wonder if you could talk about the benefits. What workloads are most commonly able to use this kind of file sync and share? And what are its limitations? What can't it be used for? Over to you again.
Okay. In terms of key benefits for real-time file synchronization, the most obvious, for all customers looking for this type of technology is always going to be about productivity and availability. Productivity is enhanced, obviously, because the real-time synchronization enables information to be immediately available on all connected devices and also immediately available to all end users, regardless of where they're at. There's no delays in information access. from a high availability perspective, because the redundant nature of the connected devices, when any one system fails, if there's also overlaid with, you know, some sort of auto failover technology, real-time file synchronization is a core component piece of that automatic failover to a secondary site that houses that redundant data and allows end users continue to work and therefore reducing downtime. So those are the two key benefits. In regards to the workloads that most benefit from file synchronization, I'll name three off the top of my head. Now, first off is any sort of file sharing and project collaboration for distributed teams. I have a lot of conversations with engineering firms, as an example, that have these very large CAD files that are shared across distributed team members in a follow the sun workflow model. Now, imagine if you only had all those large files stored in one single site, accessing it remotely from around the world can be very slow. Pulling a file across a wide area network, a large file, would be very slow. So real-time file synchronization is the core component piece to enabling file sharing collaboration in a follow-the-sun workflow model. The second example that I have on top of my head is just content publishing distribution. Just most recently, I had a conversation with a large media firm that had a single master data set of content stored in Connecticut, and that as they were updating that information, they want to make sure that that content was pushed out to all their affiliate TV stations around the world to make sure they had the most ready examples of like logos or additional imagery or videos to be published on their stations as well. And now the third use case that I see a lot recently, and perhaps not as obvious, is virtual desktop profile synchronization. This with virtual desktops exploded, and they were very much in use pre-pandemic, but with the pandemic, you know, the use of virtual desktops exploded. And most people don't think about it, but enabling virtual desktop profile synchronization. A profile is just a set of files, but enabling that profile synchronization gives a consistent virtual desktop experience across companies that are multi-site. As an example, we were recently talking to a healthcare system that had many, many hospitals around the country, and that where their doctors were going between their hospitals and then their surgeries, and they want to make sure that scenario, their virtual desktops of the doctors was consistent across the sites. Now, where is it not useful? And I would say it's very simply, it's not useful in any high latency or limited bandwidth scenarios, because synchronization across highly latent or limited bandwidth scenarios is just taxing to the network or the storage systems.
Awesome. Thanks, Jimmy. That's the end of the podcast. For more storage and backup news and content, go to computerweekly.com/storage. Thank you very much.